going to be a bit of a freestyle, I won't call it a ramble, but say a look back, a look forward. Weird conversation with me on my own in the room, just talking about what Great Sin 68 is, what it could be, and what it's like being a blues fan in a time when big change is happening and it's hard to keep up with it all, I suppose. When I first started the podcast in about 2017, I think it was a time where Birmingham were probably at one of their highest points since the first couple of seasons in the WSL, fighting for the title, obviously 2012, winning the FA Cup. But the time when I did start the podcast, it looked like a new era. You had David Parker obviously leaving, you had Mark Skinner coming in, bit of a shambolic spring series, but again, that was in the servitude of a better run into the proper full season after that. And things were positive. We had some really great players. We had players who played the club for over 100 games, the likes of Aoife Mannion, Kerris Harrop, Emily Westwood. You had players who were through and through really dedicated to this club, and you could see that with the way they played. And in hindsight, probably we didn't appreciate what we had at that time, because after that, obviously, Mark left. We brought in a manager who was inexperienced at this level. She fell out with the players, at least from the outside looking in, and players left. The team weren't supported enough by the people behind the scenes. They were being treated in a way that they were forced to speak out in the media to condemn what they were being treated with, especially during the pandemic. And ultimately, things have improved since then, and we're in a position again, once again, where at one of our lowest points since getting a place in the top flight, the team again is going in the right direction, and things are very positive as a Blues fan, despite the negativity at the moment at the men's team. But I feel like that's going to turn around at some point, but one way or the other. But in terms of the women's team, we are in a great position going into the new year, top of the table, having had a bad start to the season. And we've come a long way since the last time we did a podcast, obviously. Scott Booth was the manager when I last did a podcast. His tenure was ended probably before he could show fully what he could do. But maybe not, and maybe the club did the right thing at the right time and brought in Darren Carter. And ultimately, we didn't stay up, but he probably ran us closer than we could have done under Scott, even if Scott had time to bed in the players that he did bring in, which was a massive overhaul of the squad. Once again, a summer of massive overhaul that ultimately led to us being relegated from the WSL, from the Women's Super League, and a place in the Women's Championship, where we are now in our second season there. And we're finally reaching the potential we probably showed at the back end of last season, something when we started slowly last year, and Bristol pipped us by a point despite us beating them twice across the league season. So we're picking up the points we need to, and hopefully with the right mentality, the players coming back from injury, the players finally clicking together, that we can finally get over the line and back into the WSL, where we belong as a team, as a club with such history, one of the oldest teams in the English pyramid when it comes to the women's team, and a team which I'm proud to support, and I continue to be a supporter of since I first started watching them around 2011, 2012, when they were probably at their highest point. And now we're going to try and get back to where we were, but the landscape has massively changed since then. You've got the likes of Chelsea, who are going to be in transition next year, despite having an unprecedented amount of success, probably the most success a team in England has had since Arsenal under Vic Akers. And I don't think we're going to see that sort of dominance again for a very long time, because Emma Hayes is a very special manager who managed to keep a lot of big personalities under control, something allowing them to maybe not play as many games as some of them wanted to, but they still kept together for the cause and got the trophies to reflect that. And other managers who perhaps might have had such great players over the years, like Chelsea have had, maybe they wouldn't have been able to control them and keep them all on side despite not having to play every week. And I think that's credit to her and what Chelsea have achieved under her, and for majority under the Roman Abramovich era of Chelsea. And now Todd Boehly has come in, of course, as the owner of Chelsea and of the women's team. It'll be interesting to see how they go from here as a team under a new management. Obviously, the Chelsea men's team have really found it difficult to click since the change of ownership, but they've again massively changed the playing squad. That's something Chelsea women haven't done. So it'll be interesting to see how they get on. Obviously, Arsenal are always up there, but for us, it's just the mission of getting back into the WSL and hopefully competing, being a team that can compete at least mid-table and higher if we get the right reinforcements and the right backing from owners who do look like they believe in the club again and believe in the equality and believe that this is a true one club ethos. But we'll have to wait and see, and we'll see what happens. So obviously at the moment everyone is quite happy, so hopefully that continues into the next year, 2024 and beyond, as we support Birmingham City. So this wasn't really, I haven't got anything really planned for this brief short episode, but going into 2024, I'm just looking at where the landscape has changed as a podcast. Obviously, when I first started, it was just me, and going into 2024, it's going to be just me for a short period. I just want to decide where this show goes, really, and I'm just going to, for the short term at least, just focus on giving you my thoughts when I can about the team, about what's going on in the news, and just being that voice there for people to hear, people to learn about the team, people to learn about just why Birmingham City is such a great team to support. And it's been 6 years, around 6 years, since I started this, and I've took a bit of a break. Obviously, life gets in the way. You become a parent, you just don't have the time you had last to do stuff like this, to do things that I do for free. I've never tried to make any money out of it. And it's just a way to give back to the fans, to give you a fan's perspective of a team that has a great history in the league and a great history in women's football, and something we should be very proud of as a community, as a fan base. And it's something I hopefully will be bringing back. So it's nice to be back, because I've missed talking about football in this sort of way. And it's not always easy to step back from projects, obviously, when it's something you've done for so long, when it becomes a bit of a chore and you don't enjoy it, especially when your team's not doing very well, and it's, you're talking about a team losing every week, every defeat, it grinds you down. Not only mentally, it grinds you down. It grinds you down to the point where you don't really want to come on and talk about it, because it's not fun to talk about, even if you're trying to be positive about what can happen. If you're losing every week and getting beaten, and you're showing really no signs of any chance of getting something from a game, or there's no hope, or your hope's diminishing at such a rate that it's becoming such a far glimpse of a light at the end of a tunnel that it's almost impossible to believe that you're going to get to it. So I think when we stopped doing it, it was just after the pandemic, and that obviously affected things as well. But life changes, things get in the way. And I think when I used to listen to podcasts back in the day, when I was a teenager, I know I'm quite old now, 32 years old. I just think you used to have shows which you really enjoyed listening to, and then suddenly a host steps back or the show ends abruptly, and you're thinking, if you really like this so much, how can you possibly stop doing it when everyone's relying on it to get the enjoyment in it for their life? But it's easy to say that when you're the person on the outside, but when you're the person doing the show, I think, especially in the situation where I am now, obviously, you think if your life's busy, you'll find the time to do something. But suddenly you don't feel the same way when it's you who's going through that. I think when you're so busy, you can find that you have to put things in perspective. And sometimes a show which you might enjoy, but you're getting nothing from it, especially during the hard times, I think it's easy. And it's probably the right decision to step back and not do the show for a while. And I think I didn't have any intention of bringing it back, but just suddenly you get that itch again to do the show again. And I'm looking forward to doing it. So I hope you hope you enjoy where we go with this. So welcome back to all the old faces that used to listen to the show. Welcome to any new listeners that we brought along the way for this new journey into 2024. A lot has changed, obviously, since we started doing it. The teams moved from Damson Park, Solihull Moors' ground, to St Andrews. We lost a few friends along the way because of that. And for those people I don't get to see anymore, it's sad because they were such a big part of that experience, that going to that game every week to see those same faces in the stands. And there's people that I didn't really know that well at Solihull Moors that now I know really well when I get to go to games, and it's great to see them every week as well. So there are going to be people that you are really great friends with at certain points in your life, but they might become distant because of no real reason of anything either of you have done, but you just naturally drift apart, and that's just life sometimes. And sometimes you'll see them and you'll be really happy again, and you get to catch up and get to know them again, but other times you might not ever see them again, and that's just part of those good memories of your life and ones that you will remember but you won't have repeated. And that's life sometimes. Sorry if I'm going off on a massive tangent. I've got no real script for this show, which is unlike me because I usually have a script, but breaking the fourth wall and all that. But I just wanted to have a little quick chat and just get my thoughts out about where we are now and where we will go as a show. So my aim for the new year is to bring you my thoughts, my match reaction from all the games this for the rest of the season. If I don't go to a game, especially away games, because I'm not really getting to many away games nowadays, I will speak to people who do and get their thoughts on the game for you, so you can hear a fan's perspective of those games, which is what we always try to bring through the course of this podcast. Any news that breaks around the club, we'll be talking about it. I might get on special guests to just talk about those topics, depending on what the topic is, and hopefully get some players on to discuss their careers so far, a little bit more about them, so you get to know the players again, which is one of the main reasons we started the podcast in the first place, is because I'm not the most socially... I'm quite a shy, quite a socially anxious person, I suppose. So to be chair of the supporters club is probably a weird role for me to have, but I like being the representative of our group, because we have a great fan base, and it's nice to be a part of something that's bigger than me and to be the spokesperson for that and to hopefully do a bit of good in the community and hopefully give the fans something that they didn't have before. So this podcast will be a mixture of different things. We're just going to be looking at the club, the players. I'll give you a few history bits if I can find anything that's worth looking at. There's a great archive of episodes that we have done in the past, such as the look back at the 2012 FA Cup win with special guests from across who played in that game. We also had many interviews with former players. Rebecca Holloway was a really good one, off comes to mind. Sally Stanton, who was playing for the club before the WSL era. There's a lot that is already out there, but I hope to bring more in the future across the club. And I'm just happy to play my part in this wider women's football community, because there's been a lot of negativity towards women recently in the media due to particular ex-professionals of the men's game, which we won't mention who they are because they don't deserve the oxygen from me. But there are people who continue to put down the women's game, and I think we have a place to give our perspectives on the thing, and I think we should be talking about it more honestly compared to just someone who just wants a bit of publicity. And I'd rather celebrate the great performances of players and our history than talk about nonsense from someone who isn't that good as a manager, and he has to find something to do because he hasn't got the capacity to do anything apart from create controversy. So that's enough about that. So, and as we head into 2024, I'd like to say a massive thank you to everyone who has been a part of the podcast up until this point. Chris Pugh, who was my first co-host, he came on about episode 3 or 4, I think it was, and he offered a really unique perspective on the game and something different to me. He's very different to me, but he's someone who I would consider a friend, someone who I don't talk to that often anymore because he's quite busy, but he's obviously does his own other podcasting shows. So if you want to still hear his view on football, he occasionally talks about the women's team as well, still on this podcast. It's called Fat Lads Going Goal. You can find that on YouTube and other podcasting platforms. So check that out. Him and Mark Watson do a great job over there talking about Blues most weeks. And it's great to see them doing so much great for the community. They did that recent sleep out at St Andrews to help support the charity efforts, I think, of Punjabi Blues and all the other groups. Her Game 2 was involved in that one as well. So raising money for children who need presents at Christmas who don't have anyone to give them presents otherwise. So that was great for them to do that for Birmingham Hospital, I think it was, or one of the charities, certainly. So it's great to see them doing great work in the community, and hopefully we can emulate that ourselves as a supporters group as we continue to do good for the country, good for the city, and just good for all around women's football. Also, a massive thanks to Carol Smith and Stacey Smith, both who have been a massive part of this podcast since Chris was a part of it and after Chris left the podcast. They are much more animated than I am, probably. Kaz is probably the most animated out of the lot of us on the podcast. But I think her passion comes from a really good place. And while she might not always think before she says things, I think it comes from an honest place where she is just so passionate about this team, about how we want them to do well, that she can sometimes cross the line, but I think it comes from the best place possible. I really admire her for that, how in touch she is with her emotions, even though it can flow out too much sometimes. I think it's easy for people in modern society to hide their true emotions, to not be themselves, to not really be willing to open up about how they feel. And I think for her to bring that to the forefront and be the person she is takes a lot of strength. I think she's a great person, and I think deeply cares about this team and wants them to do well. And for that, I appreciate her. And obviously Stacey, who is probably the sounding board for Kaz, someone who is not as outspoken, but she can be at times. And I think she's more level-headed, and I think they work well as a partnership. They're both great people, as is Chris. And whatever this podcast goes, wherever this heads, this new direction for the podcast, I appreciate everything they've all done for me. And I hope you've enjoyed their contributions over the years, because without them, I don't think this podcast would be going as long, because just me rambling by myself wasn't great. But maybe it becomes something different now. But for that, I'm grateful. And I think in the future, it's going to be interesting to see who we can get on, which perspectives we can get on, different people. I don't really want to tie myself down to having one particular person to rely on. I want to see who each week in, week out, see who's available and see who's related to the topic we're going to be talking about and get a perspective on the game. And hopefully you'll enjoy this new direction we're going in, because I like talking about football at the end of the day, and I've missed doing it. And hopefully this is something that you will enjoy in the future. So that's enough of me rambling. That's just to let you know that the podcast is coming back in the new year. I'm not sure when yet, but I hope you've enjoyed this. I'm appreciative of where we've been at the end of this year. And life can get in the way sometimes, but if things mean that much to you, you'll find a way to bring them back in some form in the future. And that's what we're going to do with Great Since 68. We're bringing it back, the original name, the original thoughts, and the original host, just to see where we go. And again, as always, keep right on.